Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Hart bringing us back, Ann and Nancy, the Wilson sisters. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the site for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is simply ageofthecustomer.com. So check it out, and you can find out more about the book, and you can even find out a lot about what I say in the book without buying the book. But I sure would like it if you bought it. It'd make me very happy, and I think you'll like it, too. I think you'll be happy you did that, too. ageofthecustomer.com. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend. He's with Tatum Company, which is part of the Ronstadt organization, tatum-us.com, right, Sam?
Yeah, that's the place. Now, Ronstadt is global, and we're just a unit of them, U.S. now, but who knows? Maybe global for us in the future.
Yeah, that'd be great. And so we're talking about for the last dozen years or more, folks, we've been talking with Sam. He's been bringing us this really, really outstanding survey of business conditions that he puts together from polling hundreds of business managers and leaders, decision makers, C-level folks across the country. And in the previous segment, we talked about the general business conditions. Sam, let's talk about orders. How about sales? You know, when I talk to small business owners, when I poll my small business audience, and I say, what is the most important thing that you need right now? The number one thing is always more sales.
More sales, more orders. And a lot of companies operate on what they call backlogs or orders on hand for future shipment or future delivery if it's a service company. And we think that it's a very good indication of the near-term prospects. If the order backlog is rising, that's a good thing. More orders are coming in than deliveries are going out. And in the past 30 days, we've had a substantial increase in the orders coming in versus shipments and deliveries going out. That's a good thing. Going into the spring, the order backlog is up. Mm-hmm. And also the outlook for the orders are also up, not quite as strongly as the past 30 days, but the 60 days looks good as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty good news. But you know, the economy overall, Sam, seems to be having a tough time right now.
It's tough, but it's tough. You know what happens? I think, Jim, in when you have gradual change, which let's face it, the past 4 years. If anything, it's been agonizingly gradual. But it's in perspective, we're much better off today than we were a year ago, or 2 years ago, and 3 years ago, and four. So,
I don't disagree with you, Sam. But you know what? This isn't what the American marketplace expects of itself.
No, it's not.
This is not. This is excruciating. These are for business owners, for small business owners, for entrepreneurs, Sam. This is excruciating. These are excruciating conditions.
Yes.
Because even if we're not worried about whether we're going to stay in business or not,
yep,
it's just not as much fun doing business at 1.9% growth as it is at 2.9 or 3.9 growth.
Well, also, I think, let me give you a couple of perspectives here that I think are really relevant to what we're talking about. One is, we're in a structural change. We've had a huge amount of improvement in productivity in the past 10 years, and that wasn't fully realized until we went into the recession.
It's completely shaken up the workforce and everything.
Yeah. Oh, and so what the effects of that is to make everything more competitive, from seeking jobs to competing in the place. Everybody has all the information, so you really, really, really have to be good. You have to be excellent as an employee and as a deliverer of products and services. It's more competitive.
There's no question, and there's no question that when you combine all the things that you just said with the unfortunate policies that are coming out of Washington.
Yep.
You've got a situation that's laying on this economy. That's making it really tough, and so until we work through both of those things, until we work through, this shift in the way we employ people, and we figure out how to fix or eliminate some of these dumb policies that we're getting out of Washington, then it's gonna be like this, I'm afraid. So talk to us about CapEx, capital expenditures. What are at your level, at the supply chain level, as we were talking about in the previous segment? Yep. Capital expenditures is a good leading indicator, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it particularly as it has to do with confidence. It reflects confidence in the future, for one thing. You don't spend new capital money on if you're not confident that you're going to be able to benefit from it.
Right.
So it's a reflection of improving confidence, which is not wonderful, but pretty good. You'll notice in the capital expenditures that our arrows, while they're green, they're leaning to the right. They're leaning. It's just a little bit better in the past 30 days and a little bit better than it was a month ago in the
I'll take upwardly these days, Sam. I'll take upwardly leaning arrows all day long.
Well, it's better than some of the alternatives.
Though. Yeah.
So we don't complain about that. So it reflects confidence. It reflects a belief in the opportunities for a business in the future. So we like the capital expenditure commitments arrows as they are right now.
Right. Sam, give us that website again, please.
Yeah, the website, Tatum-US.com.
All right, when we come back, I'm going to get Sam to talk a little bit more about unemployment. I always love hearing his evaluation, his analysis of where the employment situation is in the United States. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.